Jerry, as things are popping up green all around us, you're going to help us keep our wallet as green as possible.
Oh, yes. Just call me the frugal gardener.
So keep a dollar in your pocket.
Yes, keep a dollar. I have lots of ideas to help save money when you're gardening. The first one is right here. These are all saved seeds. Parsley, hibiscus. Some I have a question mark.
Not really sure what they
are. This one I wrote blue on it. That's very helpful.
Something blue. Do these keep indefinitely?
No, they don't. And I put them in paper envelopes rather than plastic. If you keep them cool and dry, they'll last the longest. I have another idea of how to get more seeds, and that's with a seed swap.
Seed swap? Are these meetings that take place?
Yes. You find out about them on social sharing, and then you go to the library meeting room or somewhere and swap seeds. I have like six kinds of cucumbers and some New Zealand spinach, and all of these are going to be planted in the summer, but I won't use the whole seed packet, and so I can share the other half.
Cause you'll find in the end, a dollar is your very best friend.
So, John, do you wear garden gloves?
I do, especially if I know something prickly, maybe.
Or poison ivy, yeah. Well, I used to buy really fancy leather gardening gloves, and, you know, once they get too wet, they kind of are hard, and they're not that fun to put on. So I've discovered that buying a half a dozen dollar gloves at the dollar store, one of those kind of stores, I can wear them until they're used up and toss them away and then have another one. And it lasts me as long or longer, and it's a way to save money on gardening gloves.
And if you wanted to and they were still, you know, working fine, no holes, you could wash them, unlike the leather gloves.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, now here's a great way to save money in gardening. I have these milk jugs. I use milk jugs all the time. The first thing we're going to do is to use my utility shears and cut the bottom off. Now I have a plastic cloche to put over a tomato plant and keep it a little bit warmer if there's a threat of frost.
So this is sort of like a little mini greenhouse.
Exactly so. Then you can screw off the milk top and get a little more air in there so it doesn't overheat.
And if you flip this over, would it make a good scoop?
Yes, it would make either a scoop or a funnel.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can say what you want, and you can say what you choose. But if you don't want to sing those depression blues, keep a dollar.
Here's another thing for milk jugs. If you take the same milk jug and cut it into strips about a half an inch wide and maybe 6 inches tall.
And Jerry, I have to say, I have no earthly idea where you're taking us now.
Well, this is going to be a plant label.
Oh! And waterproof?
Waterproof lasts quite a long time. And you know, if you don't drink a lot of beverages in gallon jugs, you can get thrift store mini blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find in the end that a dollar is your very best friend.
Thanks for coming today.
Well, thank you for keeping an eye on our budget while we keep our lawns and yards beautiful this spring and summer.
Yes, I'm always on the lookout. And if your listeners have any ideas I've missed, let me hear them.
You know what we need,